You're listening to Wisp Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Moe here for Wisp Business, the podcast. Today, I'm joined by Brian Potts, the creator of The Legal Board. Brian, thanks for coming to chat today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So just to start us off, can you tell us what is the Legal Board?
Well, the Legal Board is a computer keyboard for lawyers. It's a desktop keyboard, so it's not a piano keyboard. I can bet a lot. It's a keyboard, and it has a bunch of functions that lawyers use every day. And the basic idea was, why are lawyers working on an accounting keyboard and not using a lot of the keys on the keyboard, like the keys along the top, the F1 through F14, and the number pad? And so we've effectively designed a keyboard that has something like 35 or 40 different functions that lawyers use every day in their practice.
So kind of just making it easier and quicker for them to type up documents and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the idea for it came because I was sitting typing a brief, and you have to often insert a section symbol, which looks, if you're not a lawyer, like a funny-looking S. Mm. And, you know, you cite a law, a statute, you have to, every time you cite a statute, you have to use a section symbol, according to the courts. And inserting one of those took five or six steps on the computer in Microsoft Word, and would drive me crazy because, you know, you're drafting a brief right in the middle of the thought, you cite something, and then you got to stop and go through that process. And it just dawned on me, there's got to be an easier way to do this.
Definitely. Well, so you recently expanded out your distribution for this product, and you know, you've only been selling for about 3 months or so, you said. That's a pretty great start for a young company. Can you talk a bit about your feelings, like how you feel about where you're at so far?
I mean, I feel great. I also have no idea what I'm doing. I've never done this before. I'm a lawyer by day, mm-hmm. and not even a business lawyer, really. I'm a litigator mostly. So I've never created a new product and tried to sell it, so I have no idea how well we're doing or should be doing, but it seems like it's going very well. We've gotten lots and lots of press about it, which is free marketing, mm-hmm. and the agreement you just referred to is obviously a big deal for us. It's the number one seller of office supplies in the country to law firms. They service 20,000 law firms, and they approached us and wanted to sell the keyboard. And, you know, we got a lot of interest at first because we got so much press, and again, not really knowing what I was doing, I sort of said, well, why should I cut you in? Let's wait a few months and see how this plays out. And then after a few months, you know, you can only get so much press. We've decided to go ahead and ink a deal with them.
Yeah, that's great. And you told me earlier you've been having some international interest in this product, basically all over the world, right? So that's pretty great reception for such a young product. I wanted to ask, and you run a pretty lean operation here for this company, right? So what's it like to get an operation like this off the ground here in Wisconsin?
It was, I don't want to say easy. It took a lot of time, but it took a lot of time over a year. Not a lot of time at once, I guess, is the best way to put it. It took about, you know, a few hours a week and just being persistent, taking the next step. You know, you got to incorporate the company, and then there's just a million steps in doing this that you wouldn't necessarily foresee unless you've done it before. You know, we had a 2-month delay because the graphic designer didn't like the font that was on the keyboard. And then we had to redesign that and the printer and whether they could actually print it on the keyboard with what the designer wanted. And, you know, so it's a lot of waiting for other people. But on the whole, it was, you know, relatively easy because I had a really sort of lucked into a good group of people to help me with it.
That's great. I speak to a lot of people who talk about the sort of sense of support they get around here from Addison for entrepreneurship, so that's great to hear from you as well. And thanks so much for coming in and taking the time to chat today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Wisp Business, the podcast. See more at wispbusiness.com.